Brought to you by Natural Healer, www.naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved.
For those within the holistic health and natural healing space, it's really no secret that inflammation causes most illness. Therefore, the solution for many situations would be to calm and cease the irritant. Well, if it's that simple, then why is disease so rampant? For one simple reason, friends. Most people just aren't aware of the what and the how. So, let's two-step to awareness. Yep, okay, sure, there are squillions of instigators to inflammation, but the particulars aren't what we should concern ourselves with. It's the root cause, the beginning, the seedling, if you will, of inflammation that we want to identify and stunt as soon as possible, and of course, in the most natural way. Now, I'd like to take a brief moment just to recap for those who aren't familiar with today's topic. So, inflammation, left unchecked, causes illness and disease. Inflammation is brought on by a variety of things such as stress, poor diet, and poor lifestyle, as well as allergies. I also believe that inflammation can be the result of internalizing emotional issues and traumas which you have either ignored or won't let go of, which is like a quiet version of stress. Now, naturally, depending on your own personal circumstances and sensitivities, the level and severity of inflammation will vary. But inflammation is inflammation, no matter how minor, and I say don't let it incubate into something more extreme. I often listen to people complaining of ailments, but when I mention inflammation as a possible cause, they stare at me like I just shot them to the moon and introduced them to an alien. They just don't know what I'm on about. I can see in their eyes this retort. How in the world can a single word like inflammation be the cause of my incredible condition, and it can't be that easy to fix? Well, my friends, it can be the cause, and it can be that easily fixed. But first, before you run away thinking this isn't related to you or someone you know, just remember that if bodily inflammation is left to run rampant, it creates symptoms and illness like this: acid reflux, arthritis, cancer, chronic pain, diabetes, high blood pressure and all of its associated gang of heart conditions like heart disease and stroke, infections such as urinary tract, osteoporosis, and the list goes on and on. I dare say you or someone you know probably experiences one or more of what I just said. If so, then you need to take on board this blog's message today. And that's if you truly want to heal naturally and stop band-aiding yourself. So let's throw a bucket of water on this issue and put that fire out. You can make immediate changes in your life and start turning the ship around towards a happier, healthier existence. Be warned, though, this is not a pop-a-pill solution, and this is not a do-it-once-and-it's-done remedy. Remember, you live day after day, minute after minute. So what makes you think that a single application of anything, for example, eating breakfast, will last the rest of your life? Let's be realistic. If you're serious about removing the pain and living a healthy life, then these simple steps can be the quickest, cheapest, and most natural way forward. First, eat healthy a majority of the time and do some form of exercise, including stretching. And a side note, one of the best ways to reduce inflammation is through curcumin, which is found in turmeric. There are powder forms, tablets, and even turmeric teas available to easily ingest in order to calm that irritation in your body. Also, reduce the stress in your life through meditation and time-out time, I like to call it. And let go of the emotional baggage. Put it down. You've been carrying it way too long. Put that baggage down and walk away, my friend. You might want to listen to my audio from the Emotional Freedom blog I posted earlier if you need help with this. And most importantly, stick to it. You love yourself, right? Then stick to this and you will get better. Odds are you know someone who might benefit from this information, but of course, nobody likes being told what to do. People like to investigate for themselves and make their own informed decisions, and I get that. So share this blog with someone you know. Let's make 2015 the start of a revolution in self-healing. I could high-five you right now if I could. Oh, and if you don't already have my free ebook, Powerful Self-Healing in 5 Simple Steps, be sure to go to the blog link on this page, click it, enter your details, and once you get that, share that too. So, do you have a story you'd like to share with me about inflammation and illness, or do you have something you can contribute to this blog? If so, I would absolutely love to hear from you by seeing your comment below. Namaste, my friends. Happy 2015.